Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
What is happening in this country right now is just unprecedented. Unprecedented. With a raid on Mar-a-Lago, President Trump's estate in Florida by the FBI, yes, I do believe as well that this is nothing but a witch hunt, a fishing expedition to find something on this president to bring him down so he will no longer be a threat to the deep state, no longer a threat to the Democrats, and no longer a threat to the American way of life that we love, that the Democrats want to destroy. So, yeah, this is a mess. Scott Dawson joins us now, who is a dear friend and also leads and spreads the gospel with Scott Dawson Evangelical, and has done great words and great work, rather, for the kingdom for years. Scott, thank you so much for being with me this morning.
Oh, JT, it's always good to be with you, my brother. I hope you're doing well.
I am. Thank you so much. You know, in all of this madness that we're going through right now, you know, we got to take a deep breath and realize God is in control of this here. And he knows exactly what's happening, and he is not surprised by this. And I think we just got to pause in the madness as people wake up and are spitting nails as to what's happening in the overreach of the FBI and the destruction of Donald Trump that is taking place right now, or trying to take place. We got to breathe for a minute and ask God to get involved, be here. And I wanted you to pray with our audience this morning to just kind of bring some calm in all this and be reassured that God is in control.
Sure. And, you know, the political divide is just so apparent, not only politically, but we see it theologically. We see it culturally. It's time, like Jeremiah says, that peace and prosperity for all who dwell in the land. Let's get back to being Americans. Let's get back to being, you know, the greatest nation on this planet. America's not perfect, but man, I would sure hate to be in a world without her right now.
Amen.
I think we just need to take a breath, work like it depends on us, but we're going to pray because we know it all depends on him. If I were not absolutely convinced that God is totally in control, I'd go stark raving mad. So I think for everyone out there, just take a breath, understand that he is working in ways that we don't know. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. But, you know, it is stronger than America, and that's his church that will never be destroyed or faltered. So if you want to, I'll pray for us right now.
Please.
Father, our heads are bowed, our hearts are open before you, and we know in your word, you're not talking about America, but the principles are tried and true, that if your people who are called by your name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, you're going to hear, you're going to forgive, and then you say you're going to heal. And if you use the term heal, we've got to conclude it's a sick land. We live in a sick land. It's been perverted. It's been politicized. And Lord, we just come before you this morning. Ask for the peace that passes understanding for your people. Lord, we pray that you teach us in the New Testament to love our enemies. And we can only do that through the power of your Spirit. Without you, I couldn't love my friends, let alone my enemies. So, Father, we pray that you will just take up residence, that your Spirit will reside, and there will draw up a God consciousness across our society where people will start asking, why am I here? What's the meaning for life? And, Lord, ultimately, that we'll come back to understand absolute truth. It has been removed from our classroom, our courtroom, and now our culture. And, Lord, without you, we not only stray right now, but our future is lost. So we ask you to allow us to come back. We ask you to give wisdom to those that are been elected, discernment. And Lord, I pray that you will bring not fairness, but I do pray for justice. We do pray for justice in our country. We are all equal. So Father, I pray that today you will give peace. You will give understanding, and Lord, that you'll just give us some sense of clarity that you are working in and around us for your glory. And we pray this prayer in the name that is above every other name, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen, Scott. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you, and blessings for you and the work that you're doing. And thank you for sharing with our audience this morning that God is in control, and we need him, no doubt, right now for this country. Thank you, Scott. We'll see you soon.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.